I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Ultrasound imaging is a medical tool that can help evaluate and diagnose various medical conditions. To talk about ultrasound imaging is Dr. Susan Ackerman. She's a professor of radiology and she's the division director of ultrasound at MUSC. Dr. Ackerman, tell us about ultrasound imaging.
Well, ultrasound produces images on the inside of the body by using sound waves. And it's actually pretty simple. The machine has a transducer or probe that you set on the skin over the area that you're interested in looking at, and it sends sound waves into the body. The sound waves are then absorbed, reflected, attenuated differently depending on the structure, and are sent back through the transducer into the computer in the machine, and it produces the image or produces a picture of whatever you're interested in looking at. It works just like sonar technique that's used with bats and fishermen and ships, actually.
And how clear and accurate are those images that are produced?
Ultrasound now is very accurate technology. It's come a long way, and the resolution now is very good.
And who does ultrasound imaging?
So ultrasound is a very manually dependent imaging modality. So in other words, it's only as good as the person who's operating the equipment. It's really important that ultrasound be performed in an accredited facility with a certified technologist. Then after the ultrasound is completed, the technologist goes over the images with the radiologist. And oftentimes the radiologist will actually go in the room where the patient is and may scan the patient themselves just to look if there's an area to look at in more detail. So it's an important relationship of the technologist and the radiologist working together.
Many people are familiar with prenatal ultrasound imaging, but what are some of the other common diagnostic uses of ultrasound?
Ultrasound can be used to diagnose a lot of conditions. It can be used to look at areas of pain in the body, or if a patient comes and has a palpable mass that they feel somewhere in their body, ultrasound can be used to look at that area and try to determine what it is. Ultrasound is used as a guidance technique for lots of different types of biopsies, for lesions in the liver, for soft tissue masses in the extremities. It's a very common procedure to use to do breast biopsies also.
Any other organs where it might be used to assist in diagnosis?
It's great for a lot of organs, particularly gallbladder, liver, kidneys. It's very good to look for kidney stones, to look for hydronephrosis or obstruction of the kidneys. It's obviously very good to look at the female pelvis, to look at the uterus, the endometrium, the ovaries. So it can be used to look at a lot of structures in the body.
Are there any uses related to the heart?
Yes, we don't use ultrasound that way in diagnostic radiology, but in cardiology, they do a technique called echocardiogram. So they use ultrasound to look at the heart, and it's quite good for that.
Is ultrasound imaging used for children as well as adults?
Ultrasound is a very good modality to look at children. First of all, ultrasound is safe. It's painless. It does not use radiation. It's fairly quick compared to some other types of procedures a child might have in the imaging department. In children, everything is relatively superficial compared to adults, so it's usually able to see structures really well.
Dr. Ackerman, thanks for providing information about ultrasound imaging.
Thanks for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.